Welcome to Taratimecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua Perek Vov. Let's do a quick recap of what we learned about in Perek Hey. When the kings of Canaan had heard about the miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for Bnei Israel of the splitting of the Yarden, they were all stricken with fear and completely beside themselves. Yehoshua is commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to now do a national bris milah on all the men of Klal Yisrael, and after that they are going to bring a Korban Pesach. The parak had ended with a malach appearing to Yehoshua, telling him to take off his shoes because he is standing on Admas Kodesh, on holy land in Eretz Canaan. And now we jump into Perek Vav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to start telling Yehoshua the plan of how Bnei Israel are going to take over the very fortified city of Yericho. And we're going to be told that the whole of Am Yisrael should be walking around the city of Yericho. They'll be led by seven Kohanim and the Aron of Hashem. And for 6 days, they're going to walk around. And on the seventh day, they're going to also walk around. Shofars will be blown. And there's going to be an amazing mace, as the walls of Yericho are going to fall down and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Yisrael enter into the city of Yericho. Yehoshua is told to tell Am Yisrael that they should not take any of the spoils of the war of Yericho, as it's all going to be Kadosh Lashem, completely consecrated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're also reminded to protect Rachav. And in the middle of the battle, Yehoshua is going to tell Kalev and Pinchas to go ahead and take Rachav and her family out to safety. Yehoshua is then going to put a curse on anyone who tries to rebuild the city of Yericho, and the parak is going to end with Yehoshua's fame spreading throughout the entire land. Let's take a deeper look. Pasuk Aleph, Vayericho sogeres umasugeres mipnei bnei Yisrael, ein yotze ve'ein ba. And Yericho has completely shut its gates. It is completely barred to Klal Yisrael. No one's allowed to come in and no one is going out. So we have this double expression of Yericho being completely soger or mesugeres, blocked off. And the Metzudas tells us that Yericho had already been a very strong armed and walled city. And now, as they saw Bnei Israel coming closer, they actually add even more fortifications to this city. And Chazal tell us that the army from all over Canaan, representatives of all the different 31 kings, are now going to gather in Yericho to help in the battle against Am Yisrael. The Radak says, though, that Sogera Masugeres doesn't just refer to the physical fortifications that exist around Yericho, but actually the Canaanite, they're going to add a Koach Atuma. There's going to be a terrible negative energy surrounding the city of Yericho that Klal Yisrael is going to have to get rid of. And Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua, Hashem says to Yehoshua, Re'ei nasati biyadcha es Yericho. You know, you look very nervous, Yehoshua, don't be afraid, because I've completely given over this city and all of these very mighty kings. I've given them over into your hand. You're going to win this battle, Yehoshua. And now he's going to be described exactly how this battle is going to be won. Pasuk Gimel v'sabosem esa'ir. You're going to encircle the city. Kol anshei ha'melchama, all the men of war. This is actually a reference to all of Am Yisrael. Hakif esa'ir pam echas. You're going to circle around this wall, walk around this wall once a day. Kosa aseh sheshes yamim. You're going to do this for 6 days. Pasuk Dalet v'shiva kohanim yisu shiva shofrus hayovlim lifnei ha'aron. And there are going to be seven kohanim, each of them carrying a shofar, and they are going to walk in front of the aron that's also going to be carried, and the whole group is going to walk around the city like this for 7 days. The Kohanim are going to be told to blow on their shofars. These seven Kohanim are going to blow on their shofars as they walk around the city of Yericho. And on the seventh day, when all of Am Yisrael walks around, on the seventh day, Pasuk Hey tells us, Yoriu kol ha'am tura gadola. The people are going to give a great shout. For the first 6 days, they're going to remain silent. But on the seventh day, as they hear the shofars being blown, all of Am Yisrael is going to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chomas ha'er tachteha, v'nafla chomas ha'er tachteha, and then the walls of the city are literally going to fall down in their place, v'alu ha'am ish negdo, and the Bnei Yisrael are going to be able to enter into the city. What is this idea of a shofar? What is this image of a shofar supposed to be. So we know that a shofar, of course, was blown at Matan Torah. And Chazal make this connection that as Bnei Yisrael will hear the sound of the shofar being blown as they walk around Yericho, they're going to remember the commitment that they made at Har Sinai when they heard the shofar that time, that commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and mitzvahs. And Bnei Yisrael are going to feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feel that connection to Torah. And with that, they're going to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, it's in the zechus of their commitment to Torah again that they're going to be zocha, they're going to merit this amazing miracle, miraculous way of capturing the city of Yericho. The Rav Tzadok HaKohen beautifully describes, when just talking about the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, he beautifully describes how the shofar itself is an image of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. So we know that the shofar has a very small opening at one end and a much larger opening at the other end. We say this actually in the pesukim before we blow the shofar. We say, min hametzar karasika, from a very narrow place I call out to you, anani v'merchav ka, answer me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, widen it for me. What Rav Tzadok HaKohen says is that our job, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a narrow place and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer us. We do our small bit and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the rest. And really, this is what Yahushua is being told to tell Am Yisrael. You're going to do your bit. You're going to walk around the city of Yericho. There are shofars that are going to be blown. And then eventually you're going to scream out and you're wondering what's the connection? How are we going to capture a city like that? But actually, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to know. You're going to do your bit, and you have to know that the rest is going to be left. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the rest. So in Pasuk Vav, Yehoshua says, Vayikor Yehoshua bin Nun el Hakanim. Yehoshua is going to call the Kohanim, and he tells them, take the Aron, get ready, take the seven Kohanim, take the shofars, and you're going to be ready to start walking around the city. Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer el Ha'am, and Yehoshua now turns to the Bnei Yisrael and he says, Ivru v'sobu es ha'ir, we're going to start, we're walking around the city, v'hechalut ya'avar lifnei Aron Hashem, but let the armed ones pass in front of the Aron of Hashem. Now this wasn't a detail that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him to add. The Rashi tells us, what is Yehoshua doing over here? Who are these hechalut? Who are these armed ones who are actually being instructed to go in front of everybody? And this is these are the tribes of Reuven and Gad. The Matzudas adds also Chatzi Shevet Menashe is invited along over here. But these 2.5 tribes that we have already seen have shown Zerizus an excitement to fulfill the Ratan Hashem of going in and doing battle and conquering Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua now gives them the merit of leading the troops of Bnei Yisrael as they walk around the city of Yericho. And then Yehoshua tells the people that you're going to do this for 6 days, every single day, for 6 days, you're going to circle the city once, quietly walking around Yericho, just the sound of the shofars will be heard. And in Pasuk Yud, Yehoshua reminds them, Ve'esa'am tziva Yehoshua lemar, and Yehoshua commands the people saying, Lo sariu, do not shout, Ve'lo sashmiu es kolchem, don't lift up your voices, Ve'lo yeti mipichem davar. In fact, don't utter a word until on the last day when you're told to shout, then you should shout. What is Yehoshua telling them? Yehoshua says, and this is based on a chazal that says, all of Yericho are going to stand on the walls of the city and they're going to look at this nation surrounding, walking round and round in silence. And they're going to make fun of them. They're going to say, Am Yisrael, really? That's how you think you're going to do battle and conquer the great city of Yericho? And Yehoshua says, as these insults are being hurled at you, Bnei Yisrael, do not say a word. Do not respond. And we know the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Aluvin ve'enon olvin, somebody who's insulted but doesn't insult back, and Shomin Charpasan, who hears themselves being mocked, ve'enon meshivin, and again, doesn't respond, Alein hakasav omer, about them, the pasuk, the Torah says, v'ohavav k'tseis Hashem b'shbik v'raso. They can be compared to a sun at dawn. Rav Yaakov Hillel says, just like when a person sees an incredibly beautiful, beautiful sunrise, they're dumbstruck by its beauty, so too, somebody sees somebody else being insulted and that person doesn't respond, people are dumbstruck by that. You see someone being insulted and you see that they don't respond, you are dumbstruck. And Yehoshua is telling Am Yisrael, there is so much power to remaining silent. And we know this, we know so many stories of people who've been insulted and have managed to hold themselves back from responding. And they have such bracha brought into their lives as a result of this. The Gemara in Chulin says, Ein ha'olam miskayim, the entire world only exists ela bishvam mi shebolem es atmo b'shas meriva, someone who's able to hold themselves back from insult and from responding at the moment that they're insulted. And this is what Yehoshua tells Am Yisrael, you're going to be deeply insulted by the city of Yericho, the people in the city, but hold yourselves back, don't say a word. In Pasuk Yud Beis, Yehoshua gets up early in the morning and he tells the Kohanim to come to take the Aron of Hashem and they're going to start circling. And the people are going to do this on day one, day two, and on day seven, Pasuk Tesva Vayhi Bayom Hashvi Vashkimu B'Kalos HaShachar, and it's day seven and they all get up early in the morning Vayasobu HaSa'er, and they're going to walk around the city Kamishpat HaZer as they've been told to do Sheva Pa'amim, seven times, Rak Bayom HaUsavobu HaSa'er Sheva Pa'amim. Now they've done it every day, once a day, but now on this day they're going to do it seven times. Clearly there is a theme of seven going on over here. And we know that, of course, there are 6 days and the seventh day is Shabbos. There are 6 years and the seventh year is Shemitah. There's an idea of six being the world of physical and the seventh being when we inject spirituality and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, into the picture. And on the seventh time round, on the seventh day, as they're walking seven times round, and on that seventh round, they're going to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't almost but help think of the lines of Tehillim when we say, Eile v'arecha ve'eile basusim v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. You know, in the world outside, they call on their chariots and they call on their horses and they call on, you know, all of the army to help them. But with us, b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir, we call on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to assist us. This is not a battle that's going to be won by just the world of physicality. This is a battle of where we are going to be winning because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. And then Yehoshua tells them a very, very important point. Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'hayisa ha'er cherem hi, V'chala sheba la'ashem. The entire city is going to be considered cherem, all of it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we know now, we usually think of the word cherem as a negative word, as a, something that's banned. But actually here, Chazal tell us, cherem means consecrated. Yehoshua is telling Bnei Yisrael that just like when we make challah, we take a piece off it and it's consecrated for Hashem. And just like when we bring bikurim, our first fruits, and they're consecrated, they're set aside totally for Hashem. This city of Yericho, which is the first city that's going to be captured, and also because this city is going to be captured by totally spiritual means, this entire city is totally consecrated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bnei Yisrael may not touch any of the booty, any of the gold or silver or iron or anything that's found in the city. Everything is going to go straight to the Mishkan and straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk continues, and Yehoshua tells Bnei Yisrael, Rak Rachav Hazona Tichyahi. Just make sure that Rachav Hazona is kept alive. Why? Because she hid the malachim. The pasuk calls them over here malachim. So we could translate it as messengers, but we can also translate it according to Chazal, according to Rashi, as malachim. The men who had come to Rachav acted like malachim. They were not tempted a bit by Rachav's beauty. And Rachav is going to hide these men, and she has now got a, created a zachus for herself. So Yehoshua reminds the people that when you come into the city of Yericho and every other person in the city is going to be killed, make sure that Rachav and her family are kept safe. And in Pasuk Kaf, Vayara Ha'am Vayitku Bashofros, and the people shout and the shofars are blown, Vayihi kishma emes kala shofar, and it's when the people hear the sound of the shofar, Vayariu amtura gadola, and the people start screaming their great screams, Vatipal hachoma tachta, and the walls are going to totally fall in, Vayal ha'am ha'ir, the people are going to come into the city, ish negdo vayil kudus ha'ir, and they're going to completely come and capture the city. And in Pasuk Kaf Gimel, Yehoshua tells the two people, sorry, in Pasuk Kaf Beis, Yehoshua tells the two people, go ahead and make sure you bring Rachav out of the city. And in Pasuk Kaf Gimel, we're told, Vayavo hana'arim hamaraglim, these two young men, these na'arim, these men who were spies. I mean, it's funny, before we've just had them referred to as malachim, as angelic people, and now we're having them referred to as na'arim, as young people. And again, Rashi here says that of course they were not young. Kalev must have been a man well into his 80s, and Pinchas, though younger, probably not much younger, but they are referred to as Na'arim. They're called young men because they acted like young men. They acted with such zrizus and energy to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do, and to go into the city and rescue Rachav and her entire family. And Kaf Gimel continued, Ve'yotziu es Rachav, es Avia, ve'es Ima, ve'es Achayeha. They take out Rachav, they take out her father, they take out her mother, and they take out all her siblings, ve'es Kol HaShela, and everything that she has, ve'es Kol Mishpachoseha, and all of her family. They bring them outside, they bring them outside the machane of Yisrael. And the Radak says it wasn't just bringing them out physically to safety, but actually they place them outside of Klal Yisrael until they are properly converted and become members of Klal Yisrael. We know the Gemara Megillah has told us that Yehoshua is going to go ahead and marry Rachav, and great people are going to descend from them. Nevi'im, who are Kohanim also, including Yirmiyah, including Chulda, they're going to descend from this marriage between Rachav and Yehoshua. But Radak adds that when Yehoshua marries Rachav, other great people of Klal Yisrael also go ahead and marry into the rest of Rachav's family. The entire family of Rachav become Geiri Tzedek. So the truth is, we do actually have a bit of a question here, because in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Moshe had told Bnei Yisrael that when they come into the land, they completely destroy all the people of the land, and you're not allowed to make marriages with them. Your daughter shall not marry or be given to their son, and you shan't take their daughters for your son. We're not allowed to make have any connection or marry into the Canaanites. So what actually is going on here with Rachav? Why is it that she's allowed to marry into Am Yisrael? So Radak there says, Rachav was different. When the spies had come to her house, she'd already committed to becoming a Ger Tzedek. At that point, ki shenichnasu maraglim sheshalach Yehoshua b'Yericho nisgaira, the spies had already come, and Rachav at that moment had already become a Ger Tzedek. There is also an opinion in Chazal that says that the prohibition of marrying into the Canaanite only actually took effect after the 14 years of conquest of the land was completely over. Pasuk Kaf Dalet, we're told that they burned down the entire city, and they take all the silver and gold and the copper and iron, and they put it Beis Hashem, Otzer Beis Hashem, they put it in the Mishkan, and that Rachav and her family are now safe and out of the city. And now Yehoshua and Pasuk Kaf Vav put another ban in place. Vayishba Yehoshua be'esahi lemar, Yehoshua makes a promise, swears at that time, saying, Or ha'ish lifnei Hashem, cursed be the man before Hashem, asher yakum uvana es ha'ir hazos, es Yericho. Cursed be the man who comes and tries to build up the city, to build up Yericho. What's going to happen? Bivchoro yisadena, as he lays the foundations, his oldest son is going to die. And if he's silly enough to continue building and doesn't get this message that it's not the right thing to do to build Yericho, and all of his children are going to start dying, and he still continues to build up the city of Yericho as his As he places the doors of the city in place and finishes building up the city of Jericho, his youngest child is going to die. And you would think that, you know, nobody would be silly enough to do this, but we know in Sefer Melachim we're going to hear the story of a man called Chiel. This is during the period of the wicked King Ahav, the time period of Eliyahu Navi, that there is a man called Chiel who actually goes ahead and does this. He rebuilds the city of Jericho, and his entire family die out. The parak ends pasuk kaf zayin vayehi Hashem es Yoshua. Hashem is with Yoshua vayisham o b'chol ha'aretz, and his fame spreads. Everybody in the entire land knows about Yoshua. The Sefer Kolbo, a Sefer from the 1400s, tells us that Aleinu is written at this time. The beautiful tefillah of Aleinu l'shabeach is written at this time by Yoshua after the battle. As Klal Yisrael witnesses amazing, amazing nes, where they had done their bit, and of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu had performed the nes, and the city of Jericho falls, they're all so aware that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and he is, you know, in control of Shamayim Va'aretz, and we're not like any other nation in the world who serves in Avodah Zarah. Rather, we know that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Elokeinu Ein Od, Emes Malkeinu Efes Zulaso. We alone know that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who controls everything. And I think maybe this is an imagery that we can hold on to as we say Aleinu at the end of our davening. And as we go out into the world after we finish our davening every day, we conclude with this beautiful tefillah of Aleinu. And perhaps we also can be reminding ourselves as we go out into the world each day that, yes, we do have to do our bit, but ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is protecting us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is going to be doing and looking after us, taking care of us. Thank you for learning this perek together with me. Sefer Yeshua is dedicated by Nina and Chaim Schenker, in memory of our dear grandmothers, Miriam Schenker, Rachel Freeman, Teresa Schreiber, and Bella Oppenheimer, Aleana Shalom. Jeshot Chayil, who lived with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they faced living in the United States, Israel, or Europe. May their example continue to inspire our families and the family of Klal Yisrael. I wish everyone a wonderful day.